It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA, a reporter's conversation about top stories in the news. I'm Kevin Gavin. It might be all about the numbers. 270 electoral votes to win, 20 electoral votes for the candidate who captures PA. But a couple of other numbers might play into those first two. Pennsylvania's unemployment rate, 5.6%. Pittsburgh's at 5.7%. Both well above the national rate of 4.9%. Joining us in studio to talk about why we're lagging behind the nation and how that could impact the election, Doug Hoik. He's the program director of Pittsburgh Today. Welcome, Doug. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
And Ann Belzer is the co-founder of the newspaper Print. Welcome, Ann. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Labor Department reported that the jobless rate for August held at 4.9% for a third straight month. Pennsylvania's jobless rate in July, as I mentioned, was higher than that, and it's been inching up a little bit the last couple of months, although it held steady in July. Pittsburgh's was up a couple of percentage points, or a couple of tenths of a percentage point. So my question is, what's happening here in this region, in our labor market? We'll start with you, Ann.
Yeah, see, the Metro was at 4.8% in January. And it's 6.3% for July, which is our latest numbers. What's happened is not that we're losing jobs. People are working. It's just more people are coming into the labor force. So while we've only 1,000 more people are working, we have about 9,000 more people who are in the labor force.
Doug, is that a good news, bad news thing? Although the rate went up, the fact that there is an influx into the labor force, that there might be some optimism of actually finding something, or what?
Yeah, the labor force, if you look at the numbers going back 10 years, it's basically flat. There have been some fluctuations over that time. But we're not seeing, much in the way of growth there. So we look at Pittsburgh Today, we compare the region, 7-county metropolitan statistical area with 14 others, and coming out of the Great Recession, we were doing really well. We were leading in job growth, which is a total anomaly for Pittsburgh since I've been here. In the last couple of years, we're dead last. We're barely growing jobs at all, way below the average. So there are reasons for that. Population growth is a big determinant of economic growth in general, and we're flat. So we're not losing population, but we have more people moving here, but more people dying than being born. So that's a big factor in it. But we're in a very slow patch compared to our benchmark peers.
Yeah. So, Ann, Doug alluded to that. For a while, they're coming out of the recession. The Pittsburgh area was doing. Go ahead.
So, what happened was before the recession, during the recession, somebody said, if you weren't invited to the party, you don't get the hangover. And so while everybody else was booming, they collapsed, and Pittsburgh just sort of chugged along like the little city that could. And now Pittsburgh's just sort of chugging along and very slowly, while the rest of the country, which is also experiencing a growth in the labor market, like the more people are coming back into labor force, but the U.S. is keeping up overall. Pittsburgh is not.
So it's not that Pittsburgh did not have that roller coaster. It had that sort of maybe slight uphill chugging along.
Right. And everybody was patting themselves on the back in 2009 saying, look how great we are. We really held it through the recession because of our diverse economy. But our diverse economy isn't growing. Our diverse economy is fairly flat.
It's another factor is what was masked in the years after in the teeth of the recession was how much of a big effect the Marcellus shale and natural gas industry had on this region in terms of jobs. That has been, with gas prices being so low, that activity has been, reduced significantly. So the big shot in the arm that we had that made us look better compared to the nation and other places has been relatively dormant in
right.
that time.
In July, Pittsburgh, from July of last year to July of this year, we lost 17% of the jobs in the Marcellus Shale.
Mm-hmm. And,
so it was crushing.
And from that, over that 12-month period, the unemployment rate in the Pittsburgh market, I believe, went up 0.6 of a percentage point?
What you're seeing is it's still relatively lower in Butler, you know, in Allegheny counties,
right.
But in Armstrong and Fayette, it's over 8%. And so you have, you know, kind of a tale of two cities and or two parts of the region. The central area is doing better, and the outer counties are not faring as well. Some people would say, you know, to look at the bright side, I suppose, you know, the people who want no population growth would say, we're actually doing the best because we're just staying exactly flat even. But most people who want to see, you know, more jobs, more population, more tax support for amenities and cultural organizations, et cetera, would say, you know, we're lagging way behind.
From year to year, year over year, we went from 5.1% unemployment in July of 15 to 6.3% in July of 2016. And that's for the overall metro area. So it's well over one percentage point.
I also want to talk about not only the jobless rate, but also the wages. The left-leaning Keystone Research Center issued its annual State of Working Pennsylvania report. It does always in time for Labor Day. And it appears their focus is not so much on the jobless rate, but on the emphasis on wages. And they found what they called stagnation and decline across the state, and not just the traditional disparities, black versus white.
We've heard a lot in the general election campaign to talk about, you know, working class with less than a college degree not doing well. I think it's also important to remember that the economy has shifted in a fundamental way also for folks with a college degree.
That's economist Mark Price. If it's a concern, which is the bigger concern, the jobless rate or wage holding steady? But we'll start with you, Ann.
Wage stagnation is what's also holding us back from rising population. What we pay, for instance, for, say, a cardiac tech is lower in this region than what's paid in other regions. So you have somebody who's been trained here, who's working here, and who moves out of state because they can make more, way more in Boston, even to equal out the cost of living. And that's your problem, is that other places are paying more. And when companies here say, we can't get anybody to do the work, you have to add, for what we're willing to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
Wages actually have been on the upswing. I mean, among our benchmark regions, we're the third highest in terms of wage growth. We were always lagging.
In our 15 total benchmark cities.
And so we've been growing, you know, at about 4%, which is a decent clip. So our wages have been increasing. And as Ann mentioned, the cost of living, frankly, it's very important to look, you know, at wages in relation to cost of living. And our cost of living is you know, 5% lower than the national average. So I think there's definitely some truth to, you know, people don't often look at cost of living. They think, oh, I'm not getting paid as much, but they should look at both.
All right. So any number sort of pulled out of context can make things look good or not so good.
Right. But our wages may be lower, but they're also, right, you have to look at the cost of living. But our 4% increase in wages is starting from a much lower point.
Okay. So our final couple minutes. I want to see all these numbers in perspective. How important is the employment situation, the economy, wages in the election campaigns here in Western Pennsylvania? How much of a factor? Are we hearing a lot from the candidates, either for president or for the U.S. Senate, about the economy? Or are they focusing on other things? And what are you sensing on the importance of the economy and employment among Western Pennsylvania voters?
Well, it's certainly not – the economy gets some degree of attention, but not as much as, you know, the various degrees of mudslinging. In terms of the voters around our metropolitan statistical area, it's going to have a big bearing on whether they feel that they're adequately employed or employed at all, or whether their family members are. So, you know, all the media attention and noise aside, I think voters they know what their situation is and will probably vote accordingly.
Okay. I agree. If you're unemployed, the unemployment figures are very important.
Mm-hmm. And we see Donald Trump saying, I'm going to bring back steel and coal. We hear Hillary Clinton focusing more on the high-tech manufacturing jobs. Is this as they come or their surrogates come more often to Western Pennsylvania, you think we're going to hear more of the same?
I would imagine you would.
So finally, in our last minute, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the U.S. Senate race. We're hearing Katie McGinty challenging Pat Toomey. She's been focusing a lot on jobs and manufacturing in this area. Pat Toomey has not campaigned all that much in this region. Do you expect maybe that to be more of an issue for the U.S. Senate race?
You would think it would be, given a statewide race. I mean, one of the issues, the Allegheny Conference on its website says there are some 30,000 open jobs here. One of the things that candidates will be paying attention to is the idea of a skills mismatch. Even if there aren't that many jobs really right there, they're often not the people who have the skills to fill those jobs.
Our manufacturing has fallen over 2% in just the last year, and it was already pretty low. So we do need more jobs in that.
All right. Very good. Ann Belser is the co-founder of the newspaper Print. Doug Hoik is the program director of Pittsburgh Today. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome.
And finally, what's ahead? For the last 12 months, educators, leaders in economic development, ethnic community organizations, healthcare, social service providers, they've been working on a community blueprint to help immigrants thrive in Allegheny County. This is a community-led immigration integration plan. It'll be released Tuesday, with proposals how to implement the plan to make the region more welcoming to new arrivals. And for this week, that's The Confluence, where the news comes together. The engineer is Tom Hurley, production assistance from Vince Balestrino. The producer of the program is Marcus Charleston. Thanks to our guests, and thanks to you for listening. I'm Kevin Gavin. Until next time, hope you have a good week of good news.